It is not that long ago that Countrywide travelled to North Cork to see a river catchment that has been really successful in improving water quality in a landscape dominated by intensive farming. The degree of buy-in from everyone along the banks of all the rivers and streams of the Duhallow catchment area was really remarkable. And the Blue Dot scheme that we reported on has achieved undeniably impressive results. All of which was undone last week when a chemical used in the treatment of drinking water entered the Alloa River. An estimated 5,000 salmon, trout and lamprey were killed. Fish were seen by some, they said, to be jumping out of the river to try and breathe. Ella McSweeney went this week to this significant tributary of the Blackwater to assess the damage done. She talked first to Tom Anketel, a local angler who has been fishing the river for 50 years.
When I started fishing this river as a young lad, if I was thirsty, I could put my head in the river and take a drink out of it.
Would you do that now?
No. I don't think I let my dad drink out of any river.
Tom Anketel is chairman of Canturk Trout Anglers Association, and he's been fishing the Alloa River for 50 years.
This is one of our best rivers as far as stock was concerned. There's generations of trout in here. There is no trout inside the air that was stocked. It was just shocking. It was like a date in the family. You know, it's just, I'm fishing all my life. I've never seen anything like it.
What did you see?
We came to this bridge. There was eels, roach, young salmon, everything. Floating along the top of the water, some stuck in the bottom.
And what was the feeling amongst yourself and your fellow anglers that were there on Monday?
Anger would be the first thing. Very, very angry. Because we didn't expect anything like this on this river. Because we thought this was the safest river in Ireland. The freshwater pearl mussel was a fierce education because I fishing all my life, and you'd see some of them scattered up on the shoreline, and you know, you just look at them and they were in, you know, old shells as we used to call them, you know. And it was only when we sat down on all these information meetings when we were being told that, like, these live up to maybe up to 130 years. I mean, they start off a thing called Glaucidia, which is about the size of the head of a matchstick. And this is another thing, they attach themselves to the gills of young trout, not big trout, young trout, and they live off the gills for a certain amount of time until it's time to get busy and start growing. They just drop off onto the bit of the river and they stay there and they develop over the years. Even if the freshwater pearl mussel did survive here, they have no fish to live off of.
So there are freshwater pearl mussel, or there were freshwater pearl mussel in the River Alloa that were potentially born in the 1890s.
If you walk it out from here.
That's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary, and it is, I think, it was actually one of the best rivers for the freshwater pearl mussel, because a lot of other rivers, they don't have them, you know. And the boys said to us, the lads that came here, our secretary Tim Corbett and Mike Twigg, our treasurer, were here last Sunday, and they said it was absolutely harrowing to watch fish jumping out of the water trying to get oxygen. You know, there was fish jumping everywhere. And there was nothing they could do, absolutely nothing they could do. Just unable to breathe, so sad. As I said, fishing in a river like this all my life, you know, and I probably safely say I probably never get to fish again. Sorry. How long does it take to regenerate 8 kilometres of water? Everything has been killed. The river is just completely sanitised. Nothing left. Just sad.
In the last 3 decades, this stretch of the Alloa River, although in good status, has struggled. In 2019, for example, North Cork Creameries Cooperative pleaded guilty to polluting the river in a case taken by Inland Fisheries Ireland. According to the EPA, the significant pressure has been agriculture and abstraction for drinking water. But for the past few years, farmers along the river have come together to help restore it.
I was up at 5:30. What was I setting it? Yes, I don't know. Quarter past six, maybe it has six.
One such dairy farmer is Larry Curtin, who has a herd of 50 cows.
I was the 24th farmer to join it, and by the end of it, they had I think it was 96 or something, basically. Like,
would that be basically all the major farmers around here?
Yeah, it would be that one.
So you were all trying
to do all this.
To do your bit for this river?
Yeah.
And what did you have to do?
I planted trees and I did a hedgerow down by the river. I set some multi-species grass as well.
So the trees here, there's a small grove of trees that you've planted, native trees, are they?
Yeah. There'd be Sally and beech and those couple of hollies, I think. Stuff.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
And they're there to soak up any excess nutrients. So this is part of what the scheme was.
Yeah.
What have farmers been saying about what's been going on?
I should both of myself. Just kind of a bit of a shock and devastation about the whole thing. Like, you feel a bit more personally involved when you know what's been done.
I presume the only choice is to pick yourselves up and start again.
That's about the size of it. It's I should have felt though for the whole thing, like, you know. They were saying for once to the farmer that they would, you know, look, you know, to just even talk about it now would just be kind of a bit upset about the whole thing, like, you know.
Since 2011, about €7 million of public money has been put into river restoration projects, which are managed by IRD Dulhallow, a rural development company. The CEO is Maura Walsh.
We're devastated and we're very cross as well, because we believe what happened in the Aloe was totally avoidable. It shouldn't have happened. There were a number of pressures on the river, we know that, agriculture being one. That was the one that we have tackled over a number of years with significant funding from the Commission. We've tackled the erosion on the banks, that has been sorted. We've taken out all the invasive species by hand, 39 kilometres of it, both sides, both banks. Massive effort over a long number of years. That has all been sorted. We've sorted any of the runoff from farm roads, from farm land, through the EIP programme that ran recently for farmers. They've been hugely, hugely supportive and worked with us. This was a chemical spill and it's more than a fish kill. It has absolutely sterilised, I would say, 10 kilometres of that river. We've had, just to put it in a scale, Ella, we've had about 500 of the country's staff from the top agencies that are working now with farmers and with others come down here to do their practical training on the rivers that we have worked on. That is why we are cross, because we know we have done it well, we know we have done it right, and we know it works.
Along that stretch of the River Aloe from Fremount Wastewater Treatment Plant down to Kanturk and then further on when it joins the Munster Blackwater, there are issues along that stretch.
You could say that. We have tackled the farming agricultural side and I think we have got it pretty right. But I also do think we need to tackle the elephant in the room. When we talk about agriculture pressure, it's not just the farm pressure. It's the processing facilities, it's the creameries that are on the river. They have been prosecuted. The same with the wastewater treatment. Like, those treatment plants have to be cleaned up. There is no point in we working on the bit in the middle if the bit at the very top and the bit at the very end is still wrong.
An understandably angry Maura Walsh of IRD Dulhallow there talking to Ella McSweeney.